Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today to share that we have Sheila Kennedy with us. Sheila has a new book, Choices to Changes. The Confident Coach shares the practice of confident entrepreneurs, and I am thrilled to say that I'm one of those confident entrepreneurs that she interviewed for the book. And she features all of our best practices in this book, but she also used the practices in the book to test fundraising and best business practices for the publication of her own book. So, Sheila, I'm so excited to have you here. It's always good to spend time with you.
Well, thank you, Vicki. It is such an honor. I love spending time with you, too.
Fabulous. Can you tell us a little bit about you so that those who haven't had the pleasure of meeting you could get to know a little bit about you?
Okay, so you want to know a little bit about my business and how I got to be the confidence coach. Well, I became the confidence coach because I know what it's like not to have any, and I figured that wasn't going to work for me for very long. And so I figured out how to develop it, how to build it, and that's what I do. In my coaching practice, I just share the ways that I have built confidence so that I could build the business and the life that I desired. So that's a little bit about how that came to be, and I absolutely love what I do every day, and thinking that I can shorten some of the learning curve for those that are struggling to build their businesses and to build, you know, and enjoy the freedom that entrepreneurship provides for them. There is nothing more exciting to me than being able to share what I've learned. And, you know, having all of the confident entrepreneurs from the book that I now have the privilege of sharing their knowledge, that only makes the practice that much better. So thank you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about what you do from the standpoint of getting results for your clients. People come to you when they are struggling with not having enough confidence to really achieve their full success. And then how do you help them in order for them to achieve that? Because you've done such a great, great job of that for yourself.
Oh, well, thank you, Vicki. I tell you what, I think that most of my clients are self-confident people, and I think that there's a misunderstanding. When most people think of confidence, they think of self-esteem, and they think of that belief in yourself. And usually my clients already have that. You know, the difference is that confidence is really about trusting that you will be supported. And that there is, you know, it's something that will support you. The resources that you need will appear. So there's areas of our lives or our businesses that we don't feel incredibly confident in. And part of that reason is usually lack of knowledge or lack of experience. So what I do in my practice is that I don't spend a whole lot of time building self-esteem because most everybody has that. If they do need that, then we address it. But I usually will assess their businesses or, you know, their entrepreneurship and see what areas they don't feel incredibly confident in, and it's because of the lack of experience or the lack of knowledge, and then I share the knowledge and help them gain experience so that they can then step out and feel confident in that area that they didn't feel confident in before. So typically my clients come to me because they're unclear in their messaging. They aren't confident in what they're trying to put out into, you know, the world. So we dive into that. And then marketing, how do they confidently market their business or their product or offering? And so once those two pieces are they feel more confident, they're getting great results. They're building their businesses. They're growing financially. They are making a bigger impact in the marketplace. They are definitely taking bigger risks because they've learned how to trust that they're going to be supported, so they feel like they can do a little bit more and push themselves a little bit farther. And they're really making meaningful relationships because they're not afraid to connect with people. So those are some of the beautiful results that my clients are getting, and I just love watching them soar.
Oh, that is just amazing. Really wonderful. So tell me a little bit about what drew you to write the book and include experts such as myself as contributors in the book. How did that concept come up?
Okay. Well, I had done a live event with a client of mine, and she was doing a piece on how to gain visibility in the marketplace, and my part of it was how to have the confidence to sustain it, because we all want our 15 minutes of fame, but then we don't know how to maintain it afterwards. So I had done that event. I had given away a copy of my first book, You Had It All Along. And so I was having a consultation with one of the attendees, and she had said, you know, You Had It All Along was a great book, and I appreciate that, but I did that work already. I really needed a book on how to be a confident entrepreneur. And I thought, okay, well, my first reaction was, well, if you had done the work, you know, you would be a confident entrepreneur today, because I really did believe that in my cockiness, that, you know, once we had done the self-esteem work, which is what You Had It All Along was all about, then we would be practicing like confident entrepreneurs already. Well, so I got my wheels turning, and as you know, I was going out to L.A. for the Epi Awards, and I thought I would rewrite a little bit towards a business plan, You Had It All Along. Turns out I didn't do that, and, you know, after being at the conference and at the awards ceremony, I decided that I could give this a little bit more time, and when I came home, I actually had a conversation with somebody who told me I couldn't write the book about being a confident entrepreneur because I wasn't making enough money and that nobody would believe me. Because if I was truly a confident entrepreneur, then I would be making millions of dollars. So there was no way I wasn't going to not write the book because I believe in confident entrepreneurship immensely and I know it makes a difference. So I thought about what I could do to put this story or, you know, share these practices with the world. And so I thought, well, if I could find some people or some entrepreneurs who were acting confidently, practicing confidently, and were making money and successful in the marketplace, then they could help me tell the story. And so I came up with a list of entrepreneurs, and I just sent out an email and asked them if they would participate and share their best practices with me so that I could put it all together in a book and feature them. And that's how it came to be.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, it's such an undertaking, and it's a very brilliant way to approach it and to share a number of ideas and concepts to make it even richer content for the reader, really. That's really
great.
Yeah.
What was really amazing about the whole experience is that, you know, you go to conferences or you meet somebody and you're like, gosh, if I could just pick their brain for, you know, an hour, I would be so much better off. And I got the opportunity to do that for everybody. I got to pick the brains of 12 amazing entrepreneurs that are doing fabulous things in the world, in the marketplace. They're not only building their businesses, but they have so much influence and they're making a big impact. And I got to really spend some time with them, so including you, and get to share all of what I learned with everybody. And that's what is so, you know, it's, this book has been such a blessing because of that, because I never would have done that had I, you know, written the book on the way to L.A. a year ago.
Wow, that is just fantastic, really fantastic. So what do you hope the reader will leave with when they finish the book?
Sure. Well, what I think is very interesting is I needed to raise money to publish the book. And as we know, there's lots of expenses. And so I didn't want to crowdsource and I didn't want to take out a loan or find an investor. So what I did is a 60-day experiment to put into play, to implement the practices that you all shared with me. And to see if, you know, I could raise the money that way, because I really wanted to earn it. You know, I didn't want somebody to give it to me. I really wanted to earn it. And what happened in those 60 days is that I tripled my income I was attracting my ideal client, which I had had trouble with a little bit before that, you know, taking on those clients that don't quite fit. And I was accepting speaking engagements for the first time in quite a while because I was, you know, creating a name for myself again. And so what I took away from that experience is that I know that if the reader implements what is found in the book, in the body of the book, and what you all share, then they are going to grow financially. There's no way around it. They are going to be able to build more meaningful relationships. They are definitely going to be able to take bigger risks because they're going to understand what that's all about. And I love what everybody shares about their attitude about failure and success because I think it takes so much of the pressure off. And they're definitely going to gain more influence in the marketplace. So they're going to walk away with those four things. And if they start to implement, and it does take a little bit of work, and I know that because after the 60-day experiment, I kind of let some of the practices fall away. I kind of slacked off a lot, you know, in certain things. And what happened is that my business kind of fell apart. The money that I had made to publish the book, I ended up having to live off of. And that took me about 3 or 4 months, you know, almost 5 months, to really get my feet back under me and decide that I wanted to put this book out, that it was really important because I saw firsthand that it was going to make a difference for, you know, the reader because it made such a difference for me. And so I started practicing like a confident entrepreneur again, and I put all of those practices back into play. And the book itself is going to be in everybody's hands as soon as they order it. So it's proof that these practices are the real deal. They really lead to success that most of us are hoping for.
That is so incredible, really, really powerful. And I know I shared with you that I don't ever think about failure, and I don't really even think about risk when I do something that's a new venture. I think of it as it's going to be successful, and there is no doubt in my mind. I just have a determination that way that if I feel passionate about something, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen with whatever alterations and twists and turns there are along the way to really make it thrive. So I was wondering, can you go into that a little bit more with your perspective and maybe some of the perspectives from the book about how to have no limits, how to just really be able to address the idea of no boundaries without the fear of being involved in that?
Right, sure. You know, I think there's every single one of the entrepreneurs. Again, this is something that we talked about with everybody. But, you know, some notables come to mind. Forbes Riley, you know, when she hears the word no, it's not a negative thing. It actually means never-ending opportunity. So that was a huge one. You know, I think that if we started looking at it that way, then, man, that changes the whole ball game. Because, yes, you tell me no, but that just means I get to go find another way to do it or find a better way to do it anyway. Jeff Hoffman was very instrumental in that as well. He looks at failure as the opportunity to learn one more way not to do it, but definitely doesn't let, yeah, you know, and he's like, but there's 10,000 other ways to do things. And so this is just one thing that I can cross off the list. And when you start looking at ventures and, you know, I'll say risk or decisions or choices that you get to make through those lenses, then I think that really does change everything because it eliminates the fear. And that's what holds so many of us back. We lack trusting our judgment because maybe something didn't always work out right. But that, I think, is really important that we start thinking about it's a gift. And that was a prevalent attitude amongst all of you is that, you know, if something doesn't work, that means that it's a lesson, that it's something that we learn from, so that there's really no failure ever. It's just how we unwrap the lesson or the blessing that's inside of it. And that, I really think if we could adopt that attitude, changes everything. It really does, because it eliminates the fear of the outcome being unknown, because we know we're going to gain at some point.
That's very beautiful, really, yeah. Really beautifully stated. It's wonderful that there was a unison of thought on that with all of the contributors. And
absolutely.
Again, very powerful. So if you were looking at the book from the standpoint of how it might have an impact on readers globally or how it might have its responsibility for change in the world, what would that look like for you ideally?
The level that I think it's going to impact people is to give them permission to connect and with their audience, with each other, with their resources, and in connection. I think, you know, entrepreneurship is no longer only about commerce. I mean, obviously, we're all in it to make a living or, you know, to better ourselves that way. But what's happening is I think there's a big shift. And in order to build and grow financially, we're going to have to learn to connect and build relationships with people. You know, there's a whole part of this book that talks about that and how to do that and what elements are necessary for that. And that's being comfortable with being things like authentic and vulnerable and, you know, willing to say I'm part of the process instead of, you know, I have this and you are there. You know, we're all in this together and let's do it. I think if we can shift in that way, in that respect, that is going to make an incredible difference in the way people are growing and building their businesses, and globally for sure, because I think it's that power of connection right there that is going to change the ballgame for most everybody.
Oh, that is so fabulous. Sheila, I could just talk with you all day long. I so enjoy spending time with you, and I think this book is so powerful, and again, I appreciate being a part of it and publishing it, and the whole process was just so enjoyable, as are you.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I can't tell you how much, you know, I just love working with you, and, you know, I'm so honored that you said yes when I asked you if you would be a part of the book, and you are an integral part. So I really appreciate it. And, you know, I think the readers are so lucky to be able to learn from you. And, you know, thank you for sharing what you've done.
Beautiful. Now, I know the book can be purchased on Amazon, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It is on Amazon. It's on Kindle and in paperback. And if you want more information about, you know, me or the work I do or more information about the book, you can certainly visit my website at www.confidenceatyourcore.com, because there's all kinds of great information and great resources there to help the entrepreneur really build what they intended to when they first started their entrepreneur's goals.
Fabulous. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sheila. I hope everyone will join you in the book, and I hope they get as much out of it as I did, and also that they'll visit your website and get to know you better, because it's really worth the time. I, again, always enjoy that time with you.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I so appreciate your time today, and, you know, I always love getting to spend time with you, so I really appreciate it.
And thank you for all of you out there listening. If you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.